The reading this morning comes from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. You'll find it on page 975 of the Pew Bibles. And this morning, as you read and as you listen along, I want you to pay particular attention and just notice if there's a particular phrase or a particular image or a particular word that stays with you at the end. Now, one small phrase or one word that you notice in particular. It might be something that you've never noticed before. It might seem that there's no particular reason for it. But just as you listen and as you read, just be aware and try and notice if there's one thing that stays with you at the end. So Matthew 18, verses 21 to 35. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said. 'I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So I wonder, what was it, what particular word or phrase stayed with you? Well, I'm brave enough.
Mercy.
Mercy and forgiveness.
Yes, torture.
Sorry?
Yeah. Torture.
Yes.
Gift from your heart.
Gift from your heart.
77 times.
Yes, not seven times. Some translations say 70 times seven. Some say 77. It's a lot.
Cancel all that debt.
Anything else that stays with you?
Patience.
There's a few things that always stay with me when I hear it. One is how ridiculous the story is that Jesus tells, because it sets up very clearly the way the world seems to work over and against the way that God works. And how crazy is it? If someone owes you a whole lot of money, you throw them in jail and torture them until they can pay you back. And what chance have they got? Yeah, they can't work, they can't go and borrow, they can't do anything. They're in jail. You're never going to get your money back. The other thing that always strikes me is that the amount of money that the slave owed the king. Some people have done all sorts of calculations. One suggests that it's about 160,000 years worth of wages. It's a lot of money. And he said he doesn't know what's crazier. Someone being silly enough to get into that amount of debt with no possibility of paying it back. Or is it sillier that someone should lend someone that amount of money with no hope of getting it back? And so Jesus tells this outrageous story, which, when we understand it, doesn't make a lot of sense. That's a bit like chopping corners off a circle, off a square, and you get more. It doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. Jesus paints a picture of what the world looks like sometimes. And then says, this isn't how it is in the kingdom. And one of the things that gives us a hint is whenever Jesus tells a parable and he says, the kingdom of heaven is like, he wants to tell us something about how God works in the world. And always in the parables, there's a little sting in the tail which catches us, sometimes quite by surprise. So Jesus sets up this ridiculous situation where the slave owes the king 160,000 years worth of wages, and he promises to pay it all back. And the king believes him. It's ridiculous. And then the king's forgiveness stands in stark contrast to the meanness of that very same slave who's owed a pittance by comparison. 100 denarii. They're not much at all. And yet he can't let it go. Jesus challenges us and our incapacity to forgive even those little things over alongside this great forgiveness and mercy that we're offered by our God. How many of us carry with us for days or weeks or months, sometimes years, those small hurts that someone sets up their mind to us? Or, you know, someone stole our parking space. Have you ever had that? You're in the car park at Woolies and someone pinches your parking space and it spoils your whole day. We carry with us those hurts. Jesus says, look at the forgiveness that's available from God. If only you could manage a small part of that, imagine how much closer we would be to bringing about the kingdom. And yet, so often we don't even manage that. Jesus says the amount of forgiveness that we need to practice is not 7 times, probably not even 70 times 7. In the ancient Near East, 7 was the number for perfection. 7 days of creation was the perfect number. 10 was the number for eternity. So 70 times is perfection times eternity. It's a lot of forgiveness. This is the forgiveness we're offered by God. This is the forgiveness that we're invited to share with the world. I think one of the bothers for us so often is we've forgotten what forgiveness is about. You say, I could never forgive this or that because of how terrible it's been. And we grew up hearing that we should forgive and forget. Desmond Tutu says that if we're going to forgive properly, then we should never forget. Because we need to know what it is that we're forgiving. If we forget, then it's meaningless. So he says we have to be very clear about what it is we're forgiving. And that way our forgiveness has a new power. When we forget part of who we are. And Jesus invites us to become who we are in fullness as children of God. And that means remembering very clearly who we are and how we got there. It's only then that we can move past those things because we know the love that we've been offered. Anne Lamott, an American writer, says, the longest journey that many Christians have to make is the 12 inches from their head to their heart. 12 inches from their head to their heart. For so many of us, our faith is in our head. And that's where we carry the hurts. That's where we carry the frustration with the person that stole my car. That's where I carry my grumpiness about the person who said something nasty to me at a meeting the other night. That's where I carry all that stuff. And yet, we're told in the gospel to forgive each other from our heart. When we can live from our heart, when we can find that place in our heart for love, of forgiveness, the place where Christ comes and changes us and transforms us, it's from there that we'll find the capacity to forgive, because it's from there that we find the capacity to love. For so many of us, we live our whole lives of faith with it all happening up here. It's like that great Facebook meme that says, you know, I can stand in a garage and I can hold a spanner, but it doesn't make me a mechanic. The same is true for our faith. Now we can believe all the right things. We can say all the right things. And we can still be no closer to being a Christian. We have to find that place in our hearts. That place of love, of compassion, of forgiveness. And live our faith from there. Peter came up to Jesus and said, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to 7 times. I think we'd all like to be let off the hook. I've tried 7 times. I don't have to do it anymore. I think for me, like conversion, forgiveness is something we need to do over and over. Sometimes I need to be converted 4 times before I've had my first cup of coffee. As I think again, what is it that I'm called to do as one of God's children in the world? And to say yes, and yes, and yes to God. The same is true with our journey of forgiveness. To forgive, and to forgive, and to forgive. Not 7 times, not even 70 times. The number of perfection times of eternity. Forgiveness without end. Because that's what we're offered by our God. This is how my Heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart. The longest journey that many of us have to make is the 12 inches from our head to our heart. So let's find that place in our heart of love and forgiveness and live from there as children who are forgiven and redeemed by our God. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.